Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Yo, man, listen, it's Wednesday. That means it's Rap Names Day. You know this already. You know what I mean? You know the voice, you know the headline is Mari. You know, we out here, I'm in the building. Zer, what's going on, man?
You know, brother, summertime, just trying to trying to be outside, man. You know what I mean?
It's hot out this bitch. That's a good enough reason. It is. And if you know that bar, you know what come before that, you know to stay in the house and be safe. That's all. You
know what I mean? Please be safe, because niggas is wild nowadays.
Boy. Yeah, man. But we out here and shit, man. You know what I mean? This week, man, was was a bit of a, like, you know, eventful and shit. I was out in LA. You guys didn't get an episode last week. I was out there in LA for a couple days, moving around. LA was great, man. The weather is always great. I mean, it's LA. Like, the place feels like how the music sounds, you know what I mean? Depending on who you listen to, depending on what parts you go to, you know, that the music get a little different. And after that, you know, once I got back to the crib, Babyface Ray came down here last week, you know what I mean? So I went to that show. It was great. It was great because he was actually part of my music rotation, like, leading up to that, you know what I mean? Like y'all know what I do. Y'all know I listen to all the Detroit niggas and shit like that. But I, like, kind of this week, last week, I was listening to, you know, I was listening to Ray shit, of course. But, man, I was like, heavy into my R&B bag, man. I went back and listened to, like, some old Kehlani. I was listening to Her's album again. I was listening to Harry Styles shit, too. I'm not going to lie, B, I tapped into the Harry Styles album, man. It's some shit on there. It's really some shit on there. I want to say that whole album is fire. Like, I'm going to say that confidently. Like, if y'all haven't listened to that album yet, please check that out, man. It's some shit on there, and it don't hurt that we having, like, this great weather right now either. You know what I mean? But yeah, my last week, man, and then I threw in, like, some old Diplomat mixtapes and shit. Diplomat's Volume 5. I went all the way back to, like, Volume 2. That was during, like, the Nas beef. You know what I'm saying? It was Cam and Jim going at Nas. That was a fucking, oh man, that was a time right there. I remember that shit happening, like, in the moment. That was a time, man.
Bro, that was a time, because I want to say. So my feelings towards Cam have always been, Confessions of Fire, was my shit. SDE, you know, I fell off a little bit because SDE kept getting pushed back. But, you know, I fooled with it. And then, you know, he was just gone, right? And, like, you know, I always thought Cam was nice, but, like, I wasn't checking for Cam, you know what I mean? And then the nigga signed with The Rock. And then he just absorbed the beef, you know what I mean? Which, yeah. You know, if you know anything about Cam and a Harlem nigga, like Harlem niggas stick together. Like that borough shit is real, my nigga. And the way Cam was just like, yo, you're not gonna mention my man's name and think I wasn't gonna say nothing. Like,
yeah, you know I mean, then you gotta remember too, Nas had just went to the radio and he was talking about niggas' albums was whack, and he was like, Nori shit is whack, and he was like, yo. Cam shit. He was like, Cam, I mean, he's good, but come on, man, the album is whack. And Cam was like, oh, all right, cool. I feel like two days later, the niggas had like 10 diss songs about this nigga. So,
you know, and listen, man, and Nasir Jones, you know, I think he handled it quite well. I think he handled himself.
He didn't want them problems, dog. I'm not saying he didn't want them problems lyrically, like he can't handle himself with anybody. But him and Jay-Z made sense because them niggas was both a little too busy.
Cam was, I'll say it for
Cam
you.
Cam went crazy on that nigga, bro.
You being respectful.
No. Like, I've been respectful to Nas because I'm saying I don't want people to think I'm saying he couldn't handle Cam and them.
Right. But he Cam, but it's
that type of shit, man.
So I'm not going, and this is going to go on a tangent, but like, I'm not going to say he wasn't ready for that type of shit. Like, cause I know what you mean by that. And I get it. Right. Like I understand your lane and where you're coming from with that, because
you're going with it.
You know what I'm saying? But like, that shit was like fucking when Hov was just like, in Jungle, you a garden to me. Cam, just hear me out. Cam is nice. Cam, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, there's levels to like hip hop, right? And like Nas would have been, even though Cam lyrically deserved the response, right? Nas would have been taking himself down off of that pedestal of being like, yo, I'm literally one of the top 3, 4, 5 niggas to ever do this shit, by going down to somebody who's probably like a top 35, top 50 type nigga. But like, and being respectful, top 35, top 50 type nigga in a world where there's a million niggas to do this is amazing. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is this. Like, I get what you're saying, like how Nas would have viewed it. But Jay-Z responded to Blinky Blink. We not going to act like Blinky Blink is on a high end.
Nah, you know, but
I'm like, this is Kemp.
When I say
Nas wasn't ready for it, like, Nas wasn't ready for, like, damn, dog, like, these niggas really want to rap. Like, I really got to go in the studio and make, like, 2 songs about this nigga, like, right now, because they got 2, 3 joints out right now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying. He would have had to come down, but sometimes them niggas gotta come down. Like, you have to, bro.
Yeah, I mean, shit, dog. Like, again, where we, you know, and before I go to my music, Jim, let me just leave you with this. I say this to you. What I more so mean is like, yeah, you're right. Hov did mention fucking Ja Rule, the damn it, like all of them niggas. Like, Hov has mentioned them, right? But then it got to a point, right, where we're at in hip hop and history at this point in time. You got Hov and Nas. They going at it, right? Like, Beans and all them called Stray Bullets because they just, you know what I mean? You had to mention the squad, right?
Yeah, 100%,
right? 100%. But like, but at the end of the day, Nas was only, you know, going to truly respond to the boss.
No, you're 100% right, because like, Nas wasn't like in there making like a legitimate freeway diss or a legitimate diss.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, but he'll drop a bar and let you niggas know, like, yo, I see y'all. I see what you're 100%. Doing. You really don't want these problems with me. I'm gonna talk to the big
100%. No, you're right about that. It's just fun. It's just fun to talk about, you know, old rap like that.
Nah, I feel you. And yo, you gotta meet my man's though. He might be the biggest Cam Nick fan I ever met in my motherfucking life.
We gotta meet.
Like Cam's literally never done any wrong in Bull's eyes. Like,
I mean.
But I mean my ass, my nigga. There was a lot of times when it was a doopa da boopa da, ka doopa da doopa da. Like, fifth said the.
But you ain't really sit with it to really figure. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm talking.
No, I'm still not with the computers puking, my niggas. But as far as what I've been listening to, my nigga, I got heavy into a Jay Electronica bag, which shocked me. But you know, it was one of the conversations.
Exhibit A, Exhibit C, one of those, and then so, you kind of trailed off into that.
No, so what it was I had the homie was, you know, talking to the homie, and the homie was like, yo, niggas really like sleeping on the Jay Electronica album. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, let me go back and listen to this shit. So I went back and listened to it, and I was like, yo, dog, shit's all right. Like, it's a solid, it's a solid project. And then, you know how that goes. Then I go to Exhibit C. I went to A, and I was just like, God damn, man, boy was so fucking. Boy is nice, right? You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say, anybody, like, yo, just get an album, another listen, and try not to listen to it with the ears of someone that's like, damn, I've waited for you to drop this album for 35 years, my G, finally is here. If you just listen to it for what it was and don't give a fuck, the shiny suit theory is super duper old and all that type shit. Like, hey, be thankful. Yo, you got some old school Hove bars on the shit. Niggas ain't getting that no more. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's an old track or not, niggas wasn't getting it. 1,000%. So, you know, I listened to that. You know, the algorithm is always the algorithm. So shout out to the algorithm, man. That always takes you down a rabbit hole. But, like, you know, I was definitely in my Saha bag for a little bit. I listened to the album. And, yeah, I'm going to be honest with y'all, yo. Like, at first listen, it was cool to me. And then I was just like, damn, this ain't what I wanted. And then, you know, my man was like, no, dog, you got to listen to it again. Listen to it in your car. I listened to it in the car. He was like, yo, the beats is crazy. Yeah, the beats was crazy. And I was just like, yeah, I fool with it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I don't think this is what I wanted from Saha. I don't think it's a bad album. I like the album. Do I listen to it? Maybe, maybe not. It's not even an album. I think it's an EP, technically. It's just an EP. Yeah. But, you know, like, I didn't wait 3-4 years for an EP, my nigga. Like, dog, like, you the nicest ghostwriter boy out here to niggas, right?
Right, number one, yeah.
That's what I wanted, right? I wanted, and, you know, some of the LA Leakers freestyle is on, I think it's like track 2 or something like that. So, like, some of it's on there, but, like, I feel like what I wanted from him and what I still want from him is, like, Lil Wayne Carter 2. Right? That's where, like, it's just beats on there, and it's just like, yo, I can fucking rap. Because Saha is nasty.
Just get busy. Yeah, he is.
Like, hands down, like, yo, there ain't too many dudes in the game that can rap better than Saha right now.
Yeah, catching them pockets and all that type of shit. Like, you talking about everything that, like, a rapper embodies. And I'm glad that you are giving this review, because, like, I haven't listened to it just yet. So I'm glad that you're giving this review so that I can know kind of what to expect going into it. The thing about it is, like you said, right? If you are still dropping a complete album, you should have just gave us a complete album at one time. Don't give us, we don't really want this. The LA Leakers freestyle was enough for me to let me know you back outside and let me know kind of what you got in store. I'm cool with that. Don't give us 4 songs, because 2 things are going to happen. One, you're gonna give us expectations for the project. 2, you're gonna smoke all our expectations that we had leading up to it, because you've been talking about it's time to tell your story and all this, and it's like, okay.
And cool, I don't really feel like homie told his story.
Yeah, so that's what I'm
like. I think there's some storytelling on it.
Yeah,
but like what you and I had talked about, how, like, you know, da 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 da, Bull's about to do this, yada yada. Like, nah, it wasn't that, but. All in all, it's cool. Okay. I don't really feel like it's something that I'm going to, like, constantly revisit. I don't think it's a summer album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Like, I don't feel. I can't. I'll put it like this. It's been out for, what, 2 weeks? I haven't heard anybody. Like, and niggas is outside right now, right? And music is playing.
Very much.
I haven't heard it yet. But I've heard Push's album, right? Like, I've heard all them other shits, you know what I'm saying? I haven't heard it yet. And I feel like he just missed the boat, man. And, you know, hey, listen, if this was the whatever the fuck Drake gave us that time where he put out the little mixtape type.
He gave us whatever. A couple things, care packages and all the type of little finals, whatever. Like, yeah.
If that's this, cool. But, hey, my man, listen, I know I'm just a civilian out here in these streets. If you ever do hear my vocals and you hear this, just understand, bro, Carter 2, Money on My Mind, fucking all them type beats, dog, just kill it, yo. Because, like, I feel like Saha wants his respect, and he gets his respect, but he wants that love.
That,
and I feel like, bro, like, you're not going to get that in the avenues you're going.
Yeah, it's important for niggas to tap in with different, you know, sounds and different camps too, because if you go tap in with a Griselda or fucking, you know, even if you don't do any beats or whatever over there, just tap in with them and see what's going on, because, you know, being able to rap is cool again now, people. You know, I don't know if you guys know that or not, but there was a period of time where being great at rap got you laughed out the building. But now being great at rap is cool again. Like, you, like, you're a cool guy if you can really rap and the people respect you. You see, it's crazy like that, Jerv, how shit always come back around. Being able to rap will never go. Listen, if you can rap and you can downplay your shit, you can, you know, dumb down your shit to double your dollars, perfect. Yeah. But if you can't, hey, just guess what? Just keep rapping. Somebody's going to hear it, and we're going to be like, yo, nah, that's the cool nigga over there, because he can rap. Not this shit he over there. Rap. Yeah, it's just what he it is, rap. Man. You know, and listen, man, hey, speaking of a guy who can rap. Speaking of a guy who can rap, man, I don't know if y'all know or not, but this podcast has turned into the game podcast for like the last couple episodes, man. The guy is outside. What can I say? He's an entertaining guy. You know, he
entertaining is the perfect way to describe him. Nigga's funny as shit.
Yeah, man. So he number one, I want to say this, right? He told this story. I don't know if you saw this story, Jerv. He told his story of how he turned down a tour that would have potentially grossed him $6 or $7 million because he wanted to reach legend mode on NBA 2K. Now,
can I say something to you?
You know, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, please do.
Let me be real. So when we have our game conversations, this is the shit right here. I just be like, yo, I can't fuck with him. My nigga, I get what you was trying to do. I get what his.
You understand the message and shit, right?
I got, yo, dog. I'm so nice. I got so much bread. I get to the bag when I want the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I do, dog. Niggas be throwing $6-7 million. I be like, no, fam. I'm trying to get legend mode on 2K. Holla at me. Like, I hear you, bro. And yo, on some real shit, that's a dope couple bars for a song. Right, like, you know what I'm saying? When you, and here you go. If he said that on a song, my G, dog, I'd have been like, ooh, okay, like, talk that shit, right?
But when we
in sit down interview, and then, yo, for those that really have to understand where I'm coming from on this, right? You have to see the visual of this fucking interview.
With his hairstyle also, and shit, right?
First of all, my man's looks like fucking he should be on tour with Bruno Mars, right? Like, that's the fight. Mario, am I lying to you? Am I lying?
Right, man.
Right? So, like, he looked like that, right? And then, like, anybody knows, like, when you see when you're sitting in chairs, right? Imagine having if you're interviewing an individual, right? Like, we both have interviewed individuals, right? Imagine going into an interview with an individual, right? And the person is slumped, leaning back in the chair, right? Like, now, again, certain people, himself included, game is big time, right? If he want to chill like that, I'm going to adjust to him, and I'm going to, but it gives off the vibe, right? And it just goes.
What we doing?
Bro, like, yo, like, him sitting like that, dressed how he was dressed, him talking that talk that he just said, dog, I'm sitting there just like, come on, King. Come on, dog. Like you're he's back in the bag that made me where I'm at right now with Game. This is right when he's starting to have the beef with Fifth, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, me, I'm now, everybody knows I'm from Philly, right? So, but you'll remember this. He was beefing with Young Chris and all them dudes, right? Like, he's calling up 99 and he's spitting, right? He's throwing subliminals at Hov. Yep. But then, if you listen to the next song on the album, oh, he loves Hov. Oh, he loves Jay-Z.
I've never understood the fact that he said, no, I was talking about Ja Rule when he said the Maybachs and button-up shit. Nobody ever in history have, you know, made that correlation between Ja Rule and Maybachs and button-ups. Nobody. It was always Jay-Z. I just didn't like that.
This is the same man that told Nori and them that Kanye West has done more for him Then fucking Dr. Dre.
Then Dr. Dre, then the doctor.
Okay.
The doctor.
This is the same man that can't understand why he wasn't on that stage at Super Bowl. Super Bowl, yeah. Not there's no reason other than yo, bro, you not that, you not these dudes. Like, yo, you nice, bro. You nice. I'm sorry. I saw you put the topic on the rundown. And I said, oh, this nigga is crazy. Okay.
Listen, man. And like you said, I get it. You know what Game said, like, you know, but now I will say on a serious note, if he legitimately turned his tour down because he wasn't in the right headspace to do that, then I'm all for that, because I would rather you stay home than not go out there and wild out, make
it. But you ain't turned it down because you was trying to get legend mode on 2K, bro. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, it was like I wasn't this, and I would rather be doing like these things like this that make me happy and in a better space. Cool, but that wasn't only reason. Like,
take 2K on the road, bro. Yeah, you gonna get a tour bus,
nigga, for that. You about to get 2K times 2K times 2K. Like, I fuck
2K. If they gonna give my man 7 mil, he can say, yo, I want a fucking 2K. Hello.
Go be in the next 2K. Like, pull up on Ronnie. Yo, put me in the next 2K. I need to be in the story mode and all that. You know what I mean? But he so the album is pushed back. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like it's pushed back because he's doing like more press, you know what I mean? Like,
it's getting a little bit, and that makes perfect sense. I get it, bro.
1000%. But he bucked back recently. He was saying that he felt snubbed that his album was not mentioned on the Rolling Stones 200 greatest hip hop albums of all time, right? Like, which we'll get into that a little bit later. We're gonna talk about that. But he says he feels snubbed. Now I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this before I let you do your thing, right? We talked about this before. I told you there's something classic surrounding that. Whether you want to say that this is just a flat out classic album, a classic West Coast album,
documentary, right? That's the first
documentary. The documentary. Okay. Yeah. A classic Compton album, Game album. However you want to break it down, I think that you can make that argument, and I will entertain it. I might even agree with you. Looking at the list, like I said, we'll get into that later. I'll save my comments for then. He has an argument. He definitely has an argument when I look at that list and I see what's going on and I see who got put on that list and who didn't. But yeah, he said he felt snubbed, 100%. And he see, you know, the reasons that he said was because, you know, he basically carried the coast on his back for, you know, 20 years or, you know, however long it was. So it's like, you know, do you feel like that? Do you feel like he was snubbed for the documentary? We had this conversation about that album before, but I mean, do you think that that's a legitimate gripe?
So yes, I do think he has a legitimate gripe, right? Whether I feel the album is a classic or not, I recognize that there are individuals that do feel like it's a classic on whatever level that you want to call it a classic, whether it be a West Coast classic, a Compton classic, or just a rap album classic, right? And then when you put in the fact that it's like 200 albums, right? And it's just like, all right, I fathom myself an individual that's owned probably 200-300 CDs at one point in time, right?
For sure.
What I, you know, of all natures, right? Would I say that this is one of the better albums, the top 150 albums that I know I've personally owned, right? Including downloads and stuff like that. Yeah, all right. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can understand, homie. And about for all my, like, I think Game is nice. I do. I think Game is nice. It's just the theatrics I'm just cool on, right? But that does not mean I want to disrespect his album or not give it his credit. And I feel like top 200, without looking at the full list, knowing who made the list, I saw the top 10. I know that fucking one album between 175 and 200, I can put that, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that's where it belongs, but I know for a fact when I'm looking at that list. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you this. This is a very important lesson right there, right? Like, you talked about this, owning these albums and things like that. I'm going to tell niggas this. If you weren't outside at a certain point, you don't understand how important the CD book test was, right? You got the car test. You got the headphone test. You got all that shit, right? The CD book test, let me tell you, let me break it down for y'all what that meant. That meant that when I leave my house at any given moment, I can listen to any one of these albums. And it's probably 100 slots in here, right? If I just got the 100, you know, the 100 joint. Cool. Any album that I leave home, I know what I'm missing already. I already know. I don't need that album for that. I can do without that. Game was definitely making my CD book test. Like, if I, at any given moment when I left the house, that album had to be in there. Something had to leave that day if I couldn't decide. So that was a very, very important test. So,
hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This list, for me, kind of served as one of those type of things. Like my 200 albums that I've owned ever. Like you said, download, whether I purchased it from the store or from the nigga down the block, I owned it. This list was kind of, you know, in that same vein for me when I thought about it. But then, Zerb, I had to take a step back. I had to say, wait, this is a Rolling Stone list. This ain't no, you know what I mean? Like it's one of those type of things, man. So I looked at the list. Let me show you, man. I got some just kind of like the highlights I took from it. Number 200 was Travis Scott, Astroworld, right?
Okay.
Cool album. Good album. Really good album. But it started there, right? Like it started there. Like obviously we're not gonna run down the whole 200.
Right.
But I looked up and I said, okay, man, let me do a little bit of scrolling. Number 187 was Capone and Noriega, The War Report, right?
Okay.
Cool. Number 183, Camp Low, Uptown Saturday Night. Cool. I'm still with you on that.
Okay.
Number 176, Fly Guy, West Side Gun. 174, Cameron, Purple Haze. You got all these great albums that I'm naming off, right? Remember where they're placed and where they're ranked.
Yeah.
Because number 166 is Childish Gambino because the internet.
Nah.
So think about a couple of those albums that I just named. And think about this now, right? So they got this thing going now where they're like, okay, we're going to give y'all a bunch of albums that's really good. And you're going to be like, okay, cool. And then we're going to hit you with one of these, right? Cool. Now you figure from here, it got to get better. 164, Schoolboy Q, Blank Face. Great album. Not mad at that. Big L, Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous at 160. Shout out to Big L. Love him. 153, Eazy-E, Eazy Does It, right? Cool. We got some shit now. Think about those albums I just named and whatever rank. Number 152 is Ray Sremmitt, Srem Life.
The Young Bulls?
Yes, the one and only. The Rocket Power looking niggas. Them niggas are ahead of all of these albums that I just named. All of them.
That's so frustrating. That's frustrating, bruh.
It is, right? It is, right?
Like it's not cool. Like, yeah, like that's just why I was cool on the list when I just saw Rolling Stones. Cause I just knew what it was. I saw the top 10 and I was appalled. But I'm sorry, go ahead. Cause I just want to hear more appalling things.
I appreciate all of the commentary that you give as I give these.
Because for those that don't know, I have no idea what's on this list except for the top 10. I have not looked at this list.
So what I did was I did the pleasure of like screenshotting, I thought what was like memorable, notable moments, right? So mm-hmm. Let's continue.
Okay.
So I just told you Srem Life was 152 ahead of all those other great albums. 151 was Lil Nas X Montero.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Hold on. They're not talking about songs, right? They're talking about the entire album.
Album project.
All right, yes. So I'm gonna put you at where I'm at in my life at this point in time when okay. this young man decides okay. to come out with the song. Right?
This is 2021, by the way.
This is 20. That's 2021. That album. Wait, that's not even his first John. Oh,
this is
man.
The joint. Yeah, man.
This is the joint with no song Jervis ever heard before in his life. I promise you. I've not heard any of the songs on this particular album. Every album you've named so far, whether I like the album or not, I've heard a song, right? I'm just guessing the Ray Schmurder joint was the I'm guessing it's that album.
Because all of their songs sound like that. So yes, you are correct. You are 100%
correct. All right, but whatever that song that had the mannequin challenge on, right? All right. So that joint, like all
right.
15,
like, yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Okay. So that joint's on it. I'm not feeling that either, but like whatever.
You know something from it.
Yeah. But this I thought it was his first album with the song that smacked like changed the world. So yeah. you're about to tell me. So, I don't know if you look. He's got two albums on this John.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because the first one, and I don't even know if I even like took note of where.
Don't trip. I'm rocking with Game on this John, dog. This list is disrespectful. Go ahead.
No. It gets better. You thought that was the no. It gets better.
Oh, that's egregious.
145 is Common B. Love that album.
Love that album.
This is where they start to get us back now. They okay. Back in. 140, Nas, It Was Written. Let's pause here for a second because like that lets you know, take notes here. As you listen to this journey of these top 200, you have to know that there are 139 albums better than
it. That's what I'm saying. Like that's pretty low. That's a low number for them. So, and you're telling me that you picked 139 albums as better than that? Oh, I'm all ears now.
Guess what? Guess the album that's like, what is this? Two slots ahead of it.
All right.
Just guess. So, guess.
All right. So my first thought would be Big Sean, but ain't no way no Big Sean fucking albums on this shit. So that means it's gotta be something. Macklemore.
Nope.
Oh shit. No. Who?
Wait, you couldn't guess this 2018 release called Period by the City Girls? You didn't know that was better than It Was Written? Did you not know that?
Come on. They put that John on there?
138, good brother, which is higher on the list than 140.
Listen, I'll say this. I don't have any idea what's on that album. I'm sure I've heard something because everybody was shaking their ass to them songs, right? So I'm sure I heard something, right? So while I think that's just outright just mean spirited to put that, first of all, for it to be right in front of It Was Written is just outright disrespectful. And a Game has just like Game deserves all the soapbox stuff he's on right now.
But it gets better, Jerv. That's the part that I think you're forgetting.
Nah.
It gets better. Number 136, Doja Cat, Planet Her. Again, I love Doja Cat. Whatever hype she has, I'm a part of it. But 136?
She raps?
Yeah. I mean, apparently better than, you know... But that's neither here nor there, because I love Doja Cat and I don't want none of this to come off slanderous, right? So they got us right back. 135, Rick Ross, Teflon Don. We back in the building, Jerv. Number 131, Ghostface Killah, Fish Scale. They got us back in the building.
Okay.
Number 132, right? This is number 132. It's a little out of order, whatever. J. Cole, 2014, Forest Hills Drive, right?
Perfect. Okay. Love that album.
And then you heard those albums that I just named. Now keep in mind, it's all of the albums that I named. Number 129, Whole Lotta Red by Playboi Carti.
I've never heard that album. I've never heard anything off the album, I don't think. I'll be real. I'll be honest with you. I don't really know who Playboi Carti is. I've heard the name, but I can't pick Playboi Carti. I don't know if Playboi Carti is a he, a she.
It's baby daddy.
So she has more than one baby daddy. I thought it was just Nick. Oh, okay. That's ball.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So hey, so you know that. And then we got you know, of course, we got Big Pun, Capital Punishment, 128, right? Love Big Pun. 127.
They said that Playboi Carti album is better than It Was Written. That's wild.
They're saying that Playboi Carti album is better than every album that I mentioned. All of them combined, even. Big Pun at 128, like I said, 127, Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 1999, Eternal. Love that album as well. 124, Speaker Box, The Love Below, right? Like, cool. We're going in the right direction. Number 122, N.E.R.D., In Search Of. That shit changed music. Yeah. I'm cool with that. We go all the way up to 113, The Black Album, right? Cool. They got
113 for the Black Album. I mean, I think that's literally Hov's best fucking album.
I mean,
like to me, that's my number one Hov album.
Yeah. My number one for him is probably The Blueprint. It changes between The Blueprint and Reasonable Doubt. But
okay,
we're Hov fans, so I would never say that you're wrong for saying The Black Album, because The Black Album I own that on vinyl. So
113.
Yeah, 113. But listen to this, right? Because like I told you, it gets a lot better. 109, Main Source, Breaking Atoms. I'm not mad at that. Large Professor is there. Professor is one of the gods of hip hop.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. 108, one of our favorites, Jerv, Daytona. Finally, Push got some love. Daytona's on here.
Wow, they said Daytona's better than The Black Album. Wow, go ahead.
But then guess what? Number 105. Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper, which is better than Daytona and Black Album and Capital Punishment and The Speaker Box, The Love Below, and all of that shit.
It Was Written, man.
All of it.
What?
All of it.
That's yo. Is that the album he has Redbone on?
That's the album he got. You don't want no problem. Want no problem with me? That's did we talking about? We talking about Chance the Rapper, not Childish Gambino.
Oh, Childish Gambino, man. Yeah, they're the same ball to me.
You know,
sometimes.
Interchangeable. Yeah, I will say this. Let me say this. I do like that album, but not over no fucking the rest of these. Like, bro, no, never. Like, never. That album was good though. It was okay.
Well, let me say this. I only know. You don't want no problems. You don't want no problems with me, right? And the only reason I know that song is because my stepdaughter,
was listening
to that shit. I didn't like. Here go. I don't necessarily like that song.
Yeah, yeah. But you know it though.
But it wasn't for me.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, man. You know, hey, 102, Young Thug, Birdman, Rich Homie Quan, Birdman presents Rich Gang, the tour, part one. Keep in mind the albums that is passed up. That's all. Number 101. How ironic it was Jeezy Thug Motivation 101. Cool.
Number 90. They probably put that shit there just because it was 101. I'm not giving them no fuck.
They had to, bro. Yeah, that was whack to me. Y'all was like 101
But I love that album. I love that album. It's a fucking classic album.
Number 99, Lil Wayne, the Carter 2. Number 97, Pushes Back. Hell Hath No Fury by the Clips, right? Cool. We get into the shit. We got number 95, T.I. Trap Music. I love that album. Love it. To this day, I love it. Then we got number 90, Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon, the End of Day. End of the Day.
You smoking crack if you think Kid Cudi album is better than fucking the Black Album, Daytona, motherfucking Hell Hath No. Man, you smoking crack.
And I like some songs off that album. I really do. I like that album, but like, come on, dog.
Yeah,
like,
but it ain't better than that shit.
Yeah, man. They got, Jerb is about to get so better with these next three.
Okay.
About to get good. Number 89. Brand Nubian, One For All. Shout out to Lord Jamar. Shout out to, you know, Graham, you know, all that. Shout out to Pooh Bah, all that. Number 77. Told y'all we jumping around. We not doing, you know, all of them, whatever. We just doing a notable. Jay-Z and Kanye West, Watch the Throne.
You smoking love crack that fucking watch, album. Love that album, but you smoking but crack. You think that album is better than fucking the Black Album or It Was Written.
But guess what? Let's do the guessing game again, Jerv. Number 75. I'm gonna give you just two guesses. Two guesses of what artist is coming up next. Please, just two.
So I'm gonna just say Macklemore again because I feel like, all right, is Macklemore on any of this? Just let me know. Should I stop guessing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. But he won a Grammy. He won a Grammy though. So hey.
I mean, I just assume he won a Grammy. He probably was up there. It ain't like Megan Thee Stallion or something.
Shit. Don't y'all love when a plan come together so perfect and you didn't plan it? Number 75 is indeed Meg Thee Stallion with Fever.
Oh, my
Jerv.
Lord. Is that the last album? Is that the album she just came out with?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Because here's the thing. I listened to that album just because everyone told me she can rap. And I was like, all right, let me listen to her album. And she starts off the album with the joint about Tory Lanez. And I was like, oh, shit, she can fucking rap. So I think she can rap, but that ain't one of the top 200 albums ever.
And you know, it just dropped. So yeah, man. So listen, in their attempts to get us right back, they got the Fugees, the Score at number 70. Strong selection.
Bro, isn't that the number one selling album ever? And it's at what number?
It's number 70. So
that's the number one hip hop selling album ever, if I'm correct, and you got 70 albums better than it. That joint needs to be in your top 10 hip-hop albums just on the strength.
Number 69, Ghostface, Iron Man. Again, they're trying to get us back because I love that album.
Yeah.
Number 68, Juvenile, 400 Degrees. Yes. 1,000%. Yes. Jerv, when I tell you this shit is about to get so much better, you never heard nothing get this. You never heard it, my nigga. Just listen. Number 54, 50 Cent, right? I'm surprised they didn't put 50 at 50 because what the fuck? GZL 101, like whatever, right?
Yeah.
Cool. You got 59, Biggie, Life After Death. So let's pause again and let's understand that there are going to be 58 albums better than Life After Death. I know. But listen to me. Let me.
Holy
before you, no, no, wait, 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 please. Before you react, let me give you the very Let me give you the next jump, right? Let me just show you the next tier it goes to. Number 54, Migos, Culture.
Oh, I gotta mute myself. Go ahead.
I'm just letting you know, man. I'm just letting you know how this shit is going. You know what I mean? Yeah. Life after death is that fucking.
They got the Migos album.
Oh man, like it
over some of that, over some of the albums that hip hop people will tell you are literally.
No, that hip hop wouldn't exist without. Let's just call it what it is. Hip hop wouldn't exist. Some of your favorite rappers wouldn't exist without these albums, right? But yeah, cool. So Jerv, you know they always do this thing where they get us back. College Dropout is at 52, right? Cool. Number 49, NWA, Straight Outta Compton. Mm-hmm. Not mad. Number 48, Dilla Donuts, J Dilla. Love J Dilla, Detroit. Rest in peace. Like he's a legend. Number 47, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, Super Duper Fly. And then one spot up from her is Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler the Creator.
So look, this is the thing with Tyler the Creator. I just don't like dude. Like, not like I don't like him as a person. I'm just not a fan.
Okay.
Right. I know that there are people, I know he has a fan base. And I think we might have talked about this in the chat when I was talking about a lineup. And I think he was in the matter of fact, it's Made of America, right? He's in Made of America. Is that it?
I think so.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm just like, nothing about me wants to like see dude. Like, I don't want to see him. I would want to see how his crowd reacts like that, because I just know it would be a dope experience, right? But like, dog. I mean, if you want to put him down there around like that one little 85, 190 John, like showing respect, like yo, we see what the youngin is doing, we see the movement. Mm-hmm. It's not up there with the greatest albums ever, but we recognizing his work.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm with that. So again, I told you they always do this thing, man. It's a recurring theme. I don't know if y'all out there, that's y'all listening, y'all understand this yet, but they always try to get us right back. Number 42, Big Daddy Kane, Long Live the Kane. Great album. I love Kane. I'm never going to knock Kane being in the top nothing. Dr. Dre, The Chronic at number 40.
Wow. 40 albums better than The Chronic? Go ahead.
Number 39, Lil Wayne, The Carter 3. Which is one of the most overrated albums of all time, if we're being 100. Like, that album
it had a good
impact, but Fabulous, the rapper from Brooklyn, had the best verse on the entire album.
Carter 2 is like light years better than Carter
3. Yeah, I'm just gonna move on before we really get, you know, disrespectful. Number 38, Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City. Again, number 37, The Purple Tape, Only Built for Cuban Links. Cool. Cool. It's, you know, whatever, right? Cool, they got it on the list. But guess what? Just one spot ahead of it. Number 36, Acid Rap by Chance the Rapper.
Wait, yo, Chance has been on this list like three times.
Listen. They have Acid Rap rated higher than a Purple Tape. I'm not sure if you people out there understand what I mean when I say Purple Tape. I mean that, like, a lot of what you love about hip-hop today, even the niggas who don't listen to hip-hop today, wouldn't know what's cool without the Purple Tape. You wouldn't know what good rap is without the fucking Purple Tape. You wouldn't know who's dope and who's not dope without the Purple Tape. There are still rappers right now today trying to duplicate the Purple Tape. And I'm gonna just chill before I get, you know, whatever on this. But hey, cool. The list gets better.
It's not cool. It's not cool at all. But go ahead.
No, it's not. It's not, man. I'm just, man, you know, you feel yourself getting upset, but you're an adult and you say, you know what? I'm just chill. Number 35, yeah. We got Snoop, Doggy Style. Cool. 35. But then we have
Doggy Style.
But then we have number 32, Chief Keef, Finally Rich, and number 31, Nicki Minaj, Pink
Friday. Who? Who?
I had to say both of those real quick because I knew you was gonna react. I knew it. That's why I made sure. I know, man. Listen. You repeat it again. You repeat
all it. All so due respect.
So we clear. Number 35 was Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. Number 32, Chief Keef, Finally Rich, and number 31, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday.
So I'm gonna be really respectful and just say I understand that Chief Keef literally is the godfather of everything that we hear right now.
Absolutely. He is a legend, and I want people to understand that we are 100% right. Serious when we say that he's a legend.
Right. And I understand that I've never heard a Chief Keef album. I've heard songs. It's not for me, but I understand if they put him on the list. I just think he should be a lot lower because it's not better than any of the albums that we've mentioned.
And we talked about Life After Death and like it was written,
which is a double disc CD with absolutely not one skip on it.
Yeah.
Including skits. All right. You want to talk about changing the game?
That's a fact. And what you said is important. We're talking about skits too. Like, let's be real about this shit.
Bro. Okay. And then Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday.
Yeah.
Listen. I don't want any smoke. I'm chilling. I understand she got a cult, but her albums don't be for me.
Yeah.
I think she's nice and I think she can rap. And when she gets on the songs and raps, I love her verses.
Absolutely.
And I think that she had the dopest verse on Monster. She trashed everybody.
A great feat. So she's always gonna be good in my book, no matter what. You know what I mean? But hey, moving right along, man. Number 30, Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Listen, when it comes to Beastie Boys, I just recognize like that's just you know what I mean. I wasn't there yet with my mom.
Yeah, 100%. You know, cool. Number 28, Mobb Deep, The Infamous. No problem with that. Mobb Deep, The Infamous. Like that's one of those albums. Number 26, Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt. Let's pause again here, people. Understand that they're saying there are 25 albums better than Reasonable Doubt. That's all I want y'all to understand. Number 24, Illmatic. Let's pause again, people. They're telling us that there are 23 albums better than Illmatic by Nasia Jones.
Hold on,
I just
bro.
Want y'all to really pause with me when I say this because I'm doing this on purpose.
I'm mad at myself.
Are you feeling the flow so far? Are you liking what I did so far as I clipped these up? You like?
Yeah, no, I feel you because I when I saw the 10, I'm mad at myself. I didn't even say, damn, where's Illmatic?
No.
I'm mad at myself.
I'm glad you didn't because then we wouldn't have got this reaction right here live on air. We wouldn't have got it.
Yo, that's fucking crazy. I just assumed Illmatic. Yeah, Go ahead.
I know. Number 21, Lil Wayne, The Drought 3, which is not even an album, but okay, cool, whatever. That's fine.
We put mixtapes in this joint now?
I guess so, bro. But, you know, moving right along, man. Number 20, Future, DS2. Please don't make me go against that album, because I love that album, but come on. We just talked about Illmatic, too. Like, we just talked about it. We just talked about Illmatic and Reasonable Doubt and The Infamous and all that.
I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm going to just let that ride.
Yeah, because number 17 is Yeezus.
Yes. Yeah, I've almost slipped twice. I just want you to know raw reactions that y'all get. I'm really ready to snap.
It's all good. So remember that we said Reasonable Doubt 26.
Yeezus?
You know, no, listen. Because number 16 is Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy.
I was waiting for Cardi B to pop up. Oh, that's crazy. 15th, the 15th best album of all time.
No. 16th
best album of all time.
Because number 15, slightly ahead of that, is Rakim and Eric B. Eric B and Rakim, I should say. Paid in Full.
Wow, so you're telling me that her album's not that far off from that album?
No, not only that, but number 14 is Ghostface Killah, Supreme Clientele, which is it's right there. It's right there. Number 12, Push is Back Again, Clips, Lord Willing, at number 12. Number 11, Drake, Take Care, right? That's what it is. We get to the top 10. I'm gonna just
so by their matters, their matter, homie has a classic album because I still don't think he has a classic. But go ahead.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And they didn't even put Nothing Was the Same on this list, but they put mad other whack shit. Like, so, but it's cool.
Wait, no.
Cool.
Oh,
no, it's cool.
It's okay. We're at the 10. This is where it gets interesting, believe it or not.
Here's the top 10. The top 10 reads as follows. Number 10, Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Number 9, A Tribe Called Quest, The Low End Theory. Number 8, Wu-Tang Clan, Enter the Wu-Tang. Number 7, Miss E, So Addictive, Missy Elliott. Number 6, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. Number 5, Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Number 4, Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Number 3, Jay-Z, The Blueprint. Number 2, Outkast, Stank On Ya. Number 1, The Notorious B.I.G., Ready to Die. They put the wrong Biggie album at number 1. That's first and foremost.
We done with this now. So,
wrong Biggie album at number 1.
Thank you.
Get that fuck out the way right now. And this is not Ready to Die hate. This is not that.
No, because I think because if you put Ready to Die in your top 10 also, I'm okay with that.
That's fine. But this is the wrong Biggie album to put number 1. Because if you put Life After Death number 1, cool. You will get zero argument out of me because he achieved the fucking unachievable, did the impossible, and made a flawless double disc album.
Wow, no Some Pac on that 10?
No Pac on the 10. Pac was in the...
Okay, okay, okay.
He was
okay.
In the 200, you know what I mean? But like, all right. it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you.
He's in there, but... Yeah,
with all due respect to Missy, bro. With all due respect to Missy.
Yeah, I was gonna get to that.
With all due respect, you know what I'm saying? All due respect.
Not 7.
Okay, with all due respect to Public Enemy.
Not 4, bro. No. No. Play for Love. All due respect. Good. No. No.
Like, well, what so all right
is 5
so oh yes so with
Hitman City
and y'all had Drop 3 on there, so if you're gonna put Drop 3 on there, I'll tell you some Pimp a Butterfly is not better than Section 80.
Man, listen, dog, bro.
Listen, I know who made the list. I get it. Y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all, whatever this, not millennials, but whatever this group right now that's in college right now, whatever y'all call, y'all need y'all own list because that shit's disrespectful.
So let me ask you your gut reaction right away, right? You said Game had a point earlier. Has your point strengthened? Has it strengthened for Game saying that he got snubbed on his list?
Without hearing the list, I knew Game got snubbed on the list, right?
Now here, so you just make it even more. I got you.
Yeah,
got you.
Bro. He's better than this album's better than Master. Every Childish Gambino album and
combined, nigga.
Whoever boy name is Chance, yeah, Cardi B, freaking the Hot City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, like all of them, yo. Like that's just crazy.
I'm gonna name off some notable snubs, I think, to me that I felt like got snubbed off of here. Obviously, I think the documentary, we talked about that. Diplomatic Immunity was not on here.
Okay.
Diplomatic Immunity was not on here. Diplomatic Immunity changed some shit. It fucking, you know what I mean? It's one of those double discs that, you know, they check the boxes off. A Gangster and a Gentleman by Styles P is not on here.
Love
that album. Is legendary. Like hip hop wise, like that's one of those. I think that We Are the Streets belongs on here.
We Are the Streets wasn't on the list.
We Are the Streets, I didn't see on the list at all. I didn't see We Are the Streets on the list at all. Now, if somebody got a different list than I'm here to be corrected, and you can send me the spot that it was, whatever. But I didn't see it. I scrolled through the whole 200.
That's crazy talk.
And then I think a couple, like my personal, because I saw how much like whack shit made the list, Hunger for More and Beg for Mercy should have had a spot on here. If you're gonna put Chance on here multiple times, you can put 50 in a unit on here. At least fucking, you know, twice, 2-3 times. Like they at least have a claim to 2 or 3 spots on here. So those were like kind of my personal, you know what I mean? At the end, it was my personal shit. But
were any of these King's Diseases on there?
No. Hell no. No. What? No, hell no. Hell no. You think that shit was better than whole lot of red, nigga? Or what's the shit?
Yeezus does not need to be on this list.
Man, listen, Yeezus outside of like three songs, and I'm being like very generous, doesn't even need to exist. Let's just be real. Blood on the
Do you remember seeing the Roots on there anywhere?
The Roots was on there.
The Roots were on there
for what was the joint that had the joint with Erykah Badu? They were on there. So the Roots were on there. The Roots were on there for sure. A lot of those albums that I didn't like just clip for like because in my head I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm just glad they mentioned that album, no matter where they put it. Because like that album deserves respect, but yeah, there's a lot of shit on here that one doesn't belong, and then two got ranked way out of place. Like Ready to Die, if you put Illmatic number one, if you put the Blueprint number one, if you put the Black Album number one, if you put Life After Death number one, you won't get a debate out of me. Even if you put Doggy Style number one, I wouldn't debate you on it. I wouldn't take you to task about it.
Wait, which one's Stan Coney in?
What happened?
Which one was Stankonia?
Okay. Stankonia was number two. Yeah.
What's on that album? That's
let me see. I thought you were saying Will's Ring.
That's their best album?
That's what they said. I always thought of Quemini. I was more of a Quemini on that. Stankonia had I'm So Fresh, So Clean, Miss Jackson.
No,
Spaghetti Junction, all of that. B.O.B.
No, what you call it? No, that's not their best album. I would have been, yes,
Rosa Parks on it.
That's what Elevators and stuff on it.
I just wouldn't.
I'm gonna listen to that.
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Rolling Stone, Rolling Stones, listen, you want to get your list right? Holler at us. We right here. We ain't going nowhere. Holler at us.
All y'all gotta do is tap in with the same culture that you're talking about. It's not that hard. It's logical. It makes sense. Come tap in with us, man. You know what I mean? Like you said, we right here. We available. We can tell y'all when y'all lost your fucking mind. Like, nah, you tripping. You lost your motherfucking mind putting that over that. Not one Jim Jones album made this list, but you put fucking Chance the Rapper and Childish Glover on this shit. Like, come on, my nigga. We not gonna do that. Hustler's Poem. That's not on it, but Acid Rap made it. Bro. If you like the nigga haircut or you like the hat he wore, just say that. If you bought 10 of those three hats, just say that. But don't tell me this nigga music is better than actual good music. Like, let's not do that, man. Please.
Listen, just make Illmatic the number two or three album ever. One, you know what I mean? Like, at least do that, bro. Just like, at least
the right Biggie album number one.
Yeah. Like,
God damn, simple. Y'all could have made so many adjustments to this list. We could have gave y'all some credibility. And that's the part that kind of hurts me, Jerv, because we could have gave y'all credibility and we were right here. And they didn't even think to reach out. You know what I'm starting to think? And I hope I'm wrong about this. I'm starting to think that they think that they were right. That's what I'm thinking. I think they think that they're right. And I think they also might have had some black people in the building, telling them, yeah, that's a good choice. That's what I think. That's just what I think.
Hope they was in that. They was in that room that they was in Atlanta. That was the room. That's the room right there, bro. That's the room. That's the people that picked this fucking list.
This is nasty.
It's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourselves, Rolling Stones. Ashamed of yourselves.
Yes. It's entertaining nonetheless, man. Because I'm just looking at this shit and I'm just like, okay. There are people out here who don't. I know that they don't listen to these albums. I know they don't. A lot of these albums were political favorites, and I get it. You trying to book that interview? Ooh, they ain't been on there, and they trying to get them to.
You don't need a City Girl interview. Don't nobody want to hear from them. Just have them drop their songs. No disrespect. Just have them drop their songs. Have them go to spring break. Have them get spring break turn. Let them be the spring break legends. Don't be putting them on this list.
Yeah,
yo.
You remember Spring Bling? Oh man, we about to go down memory lane with this shit, man. God damn, bro. But yeah, that list was fun though, man. It was fun because you know it was they peaked. And, you know, we started to peak the plot and we knew how it was going to end, kind of. You know what I mean? But it still just kind of fucked us up, man. But Yeah, man, let us know. You know, if you guys check that list out, let us know, man. I had somebody hit me up on a bomb account. Shout out to everybody to tap in with us, and he was like, "Yo, I saw the panel of judges." I said, "I'm cool on that list." You know what? You're a smart guy. You're a very smart guy. You know what I mean? It was fun nonetheless, man. But you know, listen, to the next time you know we holler at you and shit, man. You know, please continue to rate us, subscribe, review, tell a friend, man. We out.